He has been dubbed the TikTok Taoiseach due to his social media skills, but as soon as Simon Harris takes over today, the clock will also begin ticking on his reign in power. A general election has to take place within the next year. So what are the main challenges facing the 37-year-old Fine Gael leader as he becomes Ireland's youngest ever Taoiseach? Cian McCormack has been finding out.
Time gets concertinaed when you're in government. If you look at it from the standing start now, first of all, it's going to be very hard for Simon Harris to convince people that although he's been in government for 13 years, the clock starts now.
This is former government press secretary Mandy Johnston. She advised Bertie Ahern when he was Taoiseach. She says the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, will have a lot to deliver on and quickly.
I think the first thing that should be the priority for him and what is paramount for everybody is the stability of the government. The reason why this government have lasted as long as they have is because by and large, they have lived within their own boundaries, and he's going to have to learn very quickly how to navigate that relationship. And that will require sometimes that he won't be able to promise what he needs to promise for Fine Gael. It'll have to be about a much bigger picture.
Once government stability is safe, Mandy Johnston says there are three areas where Simon Harris can't fail.
The three issues for me are law and order, the immigration issue, and housing. If you take them one by one, the law and order one, it's a good one for him to focus on because it's going to appeal to all of the parties in government. It's also a rural issue and an urban one.
Immigration.
Immigration, look, it's coming up on the doorsteps, I am told, more than health now. And it's the processes around immigration that are not working. The processes are too long and the government's plan to deal with it is too late. It's been steadily growing, and I think everyone up until now has been happy to allow Roderick O'Gorman to deal with this on his own. But now it's a mainstream issue, and it is again one that if he moves quickly to resolve some of the issues, he can't resolve all of them, but it could help him to build his credibility for an upcoming general election.
In relation to housing then, promising to build 250,000 houses in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, housing, there's no end of government schemes and initiatives, but unless there's a step change in the number of houses physically getting built, nothing will change, actually. The target of 250,000 is as realistic as a target of 500,000. They're just numbers, and you can tell it to the teacher who's living with her husband in her box room.
Architect Mel Reynolds says housing presents challenges, but some issues can be addressed.
Well, I think he's a very limited tenure, but he can fix some items that are within his control. I think the primary one would be local authority build and output. So a key area he could look at would be reducing the four-stage procurement process, which is very onerous and very time-consuming, that the Department of Housing have at the moment. For local authority builds. So if he can increase the funding for local authorities and reduce that down to a single stage, that would be a big start. And I think that's a key area he could look at.
Isn't affordability a key area as well, though?
Well, affordability is hugely important. I had asked my daughter, Eleanor, who's 15, the other day, if she had one suggestion or one question to ask the new Taoiseach, what would she ask? And her answer to me was to make housing affordable, which gives you an idea about if a 15-year-old is, if it's on their mind, it's a pretty important thing to do.
Brendan O'Connor, president of the Garda Representative Association, says law and order can be tackled once the following is done.
Recruitment and retention crisis needs to be addressed to increase Garda numbers to where they need to be, and the Gardaí we do have, probably more importantly, need to be empowered and feel confident that they have the support of the state to go out and do their job.
Is it just simply bigger numbers and support from government? That's it, is it?
Well, we need more numbers because we're just simply don't have the numbers. But as I say, the numbers that we do have, as was evident during recent instances, including the Dublin riots, guards don't feel empowered to go out and do their job. They feel that the criminals are empowered and that the guards have their hands tied behind their back. They're either stuck in front of computer screens, not able to be on the streets. And when they are on the streets, they're reluctant to take action because of the consequences for them, not the criminals.
Brian Killoran of the Immigrant Council of Ireland says the new Taoiseach needs to humanise migration.
I think as Taoiseach, there's a number of things Simon Harris can do. First of all, we'd be very concerned about the temptation to slide into negative messaging, the temptation that's there to talk tough on migration in inverted commas is in somewhat reaction, I think, to some of the negative messaging that's going around. And we think that really what the Taoiseach needs to do is ensure that the government humanizes migration, tries to avoid the stereotypes, and tries to protect migrant communities from the types of mis and disinformation that they're suffering. Second of all, the Taoiseach can ensure that we continue to reform our approaches to immigration in Ireland to make our immigration system more equitable, more transparent, and more efficient. The third point we would make is that the Taoiseach needs to continue to invest in local communities so that they are best resourced to offer a local welcome and to provide local integration. You know, local communities are really where the hard work is done around integration, and they are the best places to challenge anti-migrant sentiment.
And that was Brian Killoran of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, ending that report by Cian McCormack.